Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Randy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Why Killing Black People is Okay. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
As we have seen too many times, in the United States and other countries, police sometimes kill or seriously injure people during racist arrests. The police disproportionately killed blacks at a rate 3.5 times higher than whites and also disproportionately killed Hispanics and Native Americans. Further research indicates that the rate of police killings of unarmed blacks in the United States is more than 3 times that of whites. Blacks are 3.5 times more likely than whites to be killed by police when blacks are not attacking or not carrying weapons. Black Americans are 3.23 times more likely to be killed by police than white Americans, according to a new study by Harvard researchers. Research shows that Black Americans are 3.5 times more likely to be killed by law enforcement than whites. 1 in 1,000 blacks die at the hands of police. 1 in 1,000 black people may be killed by the police in their lifetime. Each year, police in the United States kill about 1,000 people, or about 8% of all adult male homicides. Black Americans make up only 14% of the population of the United States, indicating a disproportionate impact of police killings on that population. Available data on incidents in which police shoot and kill people show that African Americans are much more likely to be shot than their total number in the U.S. population. The data shows that blacks are being killed at the same rate as in previous years, despite the nationwide upheaval sparked by police killings of George Floyd and other blacks. In an effort to improve police performance, the police continue to kill people, especially blacks, every day. Even after the death of George Floyd sparked international protests against racism and police brutality, police continued to kill black men and women in large numbers, CBS News data shows. In Minneapolis, where police brutally killed George Floyd, police used force 7 times as often against blacks as against whites. When it comes to armed victims, Native Americans are 3 times more likely to be killed by police than whites. According to Mapping Police Violence, blacks account for 28% of people killed by police in 2020. Despite making up only 13% of the population, they are 3 times more likely to be killed by police than whites, and they are unarmed, more sexual, and less likely to threaten someone when killed. During this period, the age standardized death rate from police violence was highest among non-Hispanic blacks, followed by Hispanics of any race, non-Hispanic whites, and non-Hispanic other races. The rate of police violence against Hispanics of any race was even higher than against their non-Hispanic white counterparts in every year from 1980 to 2019. The state death rates also illustrate the higher levels of police violence against non-Hispanic blacks over the past decade in 42 states compared to non-Hispanic whites. Using information from a national database compiled and maintained by the Washington Post, researchers found that victims identified as black, indigenous, or black, armed or unarmed, had a significantly higher mortality rate. Rates than white. Research shows that despite increasing use of body cameras and media attention to police brutality over the past 5 years, confrontation with police violence remains a significant cause of casualties in the United States, especially for black, indigenous peoples and other people. Color. Racial disparities in police shooting deaths have not decreased over the past 5 years, despite increased use of body cameras and increased media scrutiny, according to a new report by Yale University scientists and University of Pennsylvania researchers. Yale University and University of Pennsylvania. Yale University of Pennsylvania. Philadelphia. From 2015 to early 2020, police in the United States shot unarmed blacks 3 times as often as whites, according to a new report from researchers at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, Yale University and Drexel University. Researchers from the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, Yale University and Drexel University. Researchers at Boston University hypothesize that the historical and institutional pattern of systemic and targeted violence against blacks, combined with the general lack of legal consequences when police commit such crimes, makes killing unarmed blacks especially stressful for black Americans. The authors calculated that the cumulative impact of U.S. police killings of unarmed blacks could result in an additional 55 million days of mental distress for black Americans. A 2016 study of 75 U.S. metropolitan areas found that the killing of a black man by police in that area a year earlier was associated with a 7.5% increase in local syphilis and a 4% increase in local syphilis. Boston University researchers suggest that the associated psychological stress leads to more risky sexual behavior. A public health study I am doing with my research group at the University of California, Berkeley has shown that the harm caused by police killings of people of color is not limited to the people and places directly involved in these incidents against black Americans. The scene of the murder, who may never have met the victim, police in the United States commit human rights violations with surprising frequency, especially against racial and ethnic minorities, especially blacks. Since June 2020, police in the United States have been killing people of diverse backgrounds at virtually the same frequency as police in the United States over the past 5 years, according to multiple polls, despite the pandemic that has kept many people at home, according to multiple polls.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Randy and this was episode 1488 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.